The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Let's go to the phones. Melvin is in Hendersonville. Good morning, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing very good. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. Happy President's Day to you.
Happy President's Day. You know, I was just thinking, you know, everything has a purpose on this earth. I was thinking of Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. They've been thrown underneath the bus so many times. I think they'd be excellent filling for some of the potholes down there in South Carolina when they come through.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, you know, we'd be glad for them to come fix our roads if they would.
Oh, they're too busy trying to mind the Republicans' business. I think it's their job.
Yep.
To dump Trump. If it mind their business, it'd go a lot further, a lot faster.
That's for sure. Yep. Hey, appreciate you calling, Melvin. Have a wonderful day in Hendersonville. Happy President's Day to you. 877-235-9405. Tommy, I'm hearing a noise in the background. What am I hearing there?
Well, it's some guy from New York, I think.
Oh,
that
really?
Noise? I'm noise? Yeah. You're hearing, well, is like, that what it is? Like, noise in the background?
It's like papers shuffling around or something. I mean,
I'm in the middle of show prep. Well, I mean, I'm multitasking here.
Oh, okay.
You know? Well, I can't get Eric to push the right buttons. There's a mixed minus thing going on, and Tommy's saying I'm hearing myself, and Eric's got that blank look on his face where he knows he's done something wrong.
I've got Melvin from Hendersonville talking to me. Tommy's talking to me in another ear, and I'm hearing you shuffling your papers.
Shuffling my papers, getting ready to do the show. I mean, there's a lot. We got a lot to do today. You and I are the only talk show hosts in America working today. You know, it is President's Day.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in this building. I could barely get up the elevator. Nothing's working. You know, coffee shop is closed. I couldn't even get my little bowl of fruit, my little fruit cup. So I'm going to be a little cranky today. I'm just telling you right now. I'm just alerting you right now. I may be a little cranky.
Thank you for the warning.
Okay. Just a heads up. Although I don't know how I could be cranky after the weekend we've had. So Mike Bloomberg was emerging as maybe the guy that's going to finally take Trump out in November, right?
Yep.
How about his? He doesn't seem to think too highly of the little guys, like the farmers in America. Tell me, you've played the clip from the farmer from the convention or the segment with him disparaging farmers as basically being dummies.
Which one is that, Tommy? We have it, don't we?
Oh, this is classic. This is classic.
Oh my gosh.
This is from a 2016
number two.
Oh, number two, yeah.
Play number two. Let's listen to number two.
Yes.
Anybody, even people in this room, so no offense intended, to be a farmer. It's a process. You dig a hole, you put a seed in, you put dirt on top, add water, up comes the corn. Then we had 300, you could learn that. Then you have 300 years of the Industrial Society. You put the piece of metal on the lathe, you turn the crank and the direction of the arrow, and you can have a job. And we created a lot of jobs. 1.98% of the world worked in agriculture. Today, it's 2% in the United States. Now comes the information economy. And the information economy is fundamentally different because it's built around replacing people with technology. And the skill sets that you have to learn are how to think and analyze. And that is a whole degree level.
That was Bloomberg. I mean, it's...
Right. And it clipped off there about there was at the end of that clip. It says whole degree level than to be a farmer. You need a whole lot more gray matter.
To use
technology. Now, first of all, that's sure news to all the farmers throughout the country who use technology quite skillfully. As Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out, Mike Bloomberg couldn't last 3 seconds as a farmer, but like his comments on minorities, you can tell he really hates regular, hardworking Americans. I mean, the pushback on this has been so huge. Here are some of the comments he's gotten online. Farmers work with astonishingly sophisticated information technology every day. but I suspect Mike Bloomberg doesn't know a lot of people with modern combines. Just a complete out-of-touch elitist who does not... That's been the beauty of the Trump candidacy and the Trump era. Because as a billionaire, you'd think he was out of touch, and he hasn't been. He's been connected to the middle class and the underclass as better than any president in my lifetime. I mean, finally, there's a president who's got wage growth for the middle class, for farmers, who's looking out for farmers, who's looking out for factory workers, who's creating American jobs. This guy, little mini Mike, wants to disparage an entire segment of the population like they're just a bunch of dopes who, you know, oh, you dig a hole, you plant a seed, and the corn comes up. That's it. You know, because basically farmers are morons, according to Michael Bloomberg, this billionaire elitist oligarch from New York City, as many have called him. So, you know, and then to watch the president at the Daytona 500. Did you see some of the videos, the mock videos that showed the limousine, the Beast, doing practice runs?
Yes.
Going like 90 miles an hour on two tires. I'm pretty sure they aren't real because he didn't do that, but he did. He took a victory lap.
The thing that I was watching for, I thought Trump would probably get in the Beast and drive himself.
Well, do you know it's against the law for a sitting president to drive a vehicle?
Really? No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because really? I'll bet if that law weren't, of course, now, in fairness, I think it's been a long time since Trump has driven a car himself. But nonetheless, it is apparently against the law for a president or a first lady to drive the car themselves, to drive any car. Yeah. I didn't know that. So, but yeah, that would have been pretty fun watching Melania ride shotgun. I mean, 200,000 people there watching this. Of course, the left freaked out, Joey. I mean, it was, this is outrageous as a campaign ad. How dare he? Blah, blah, blah. It was the greatest. And Michael Avenatti got convicted, could be going to the Huskow for many, many years. We've got the media montage that ought to embarrass everybody in the mainstream media. And that is the fawning they did over him before he apparently extorted millions of dollars or attempted to from Nike and was convicted of all counts. Yep. So the creepy porn lawyer is going to be spending some time behind bars.
And will I be able to see the actual video of the topless women storming Bernie's?
Yeah, but we got to pixelate it because we're a family show even on YouTube. But our YouTube channel has kind of exploded. You know, a couple weeks ago, we had just under like 1,800 YouTube subscribers. We're well over 7,000, and we hope today we'll put it over 8,000. And not to brag or anything, but that will make us the highest subscribed Salem Radio Network show. So that's pretty cool.
That is cool. Just go to MikeOnline.com, click on the button, and you'll
see where to subscribe. Yeah, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. It doesn't cost anything, and we push out clips every day, highlights from the show. We actually stream the show live on YouTube every day from 9 to noon, so you can watch us do the show as well as listen to us here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. So, you know, we're not like Mike Bloomberg. We embrace technology, and we embrace farmers. We just like we want people of all walks of life to come join the party.
Oh, it is interesting to watch, and of course they're all in and out of South Carolina over the next week or
you
two.
Bet
so
they are.
It's going to be fun to watch. Mike Gallagher, have a wonderful show. Happy President's Day to you.
Happy President's Day, my friend. Talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
All right, sure thing.